Hello, welcome to the Medicine Room podcast. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal. I'm an Australian nutritionist, naturopath and herbalist. My intention with this podcast is to give you the best information on herbal medicines, therapies, nutritional strategies, health, wellness, and some great simple tips and recipes of things that you can do at home to stay healthy and to stay well. Join me and my guests, and let's all connect with everything that brings us wellness and joy.
Hi guys, I'm Georgie. I'm from Freshbox on the Sunshine Coast.
And we're going to talk about stuff that interests us since we're in my herbal dispensary today. Georgie's come up to pick up some supplies for Freshbox delivery because our beautiful herbal skin balms are in the boxes if you want to order them. And she's bought some veggies.
I brought some beautiful broccoli from the garden, and I bought some heirloom silver beet. Amazing, beautiful stalk. Hopefully you can make a stir fry tonight, Dom.
So what's heirloom silver beet?
Well, I just went and picked up a bunch of seeds that I'd ordered from Green Harvest in Wita. Mm-hmm. And we actually got talking to the CEO, Frances, who's amazing, and she was telling us about all the seeds that they harvest and obviously seed save, and that there's certain silver beets around here that do way better than others that do better in colder climates. So this one is, as you can see, it's sort of, I can't remember the exact name of it, sorry, but this one's sort of like a bok choy leaf almost, and a bit shiny, a bit, I don't know.
Wow.
It's a feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yes.
And so she said this one, like silver beet keeps producing, so you pull off the outer leaves and it just keeps going and going, and that one pretty much grows all year round here.
That's amazing.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I can imagine stuffing that with things like brown rice and
do a big burrito roll.
Yeah, oh yum. Salad rolls,
yeah,
spreadless, beautiful, delicious.
Yeah.
And it's full of iron and vitamin C and B group vitamins and zinc and all kinds of things.
Yeah. And what's amazing is that it was picked today and you can eat it tonight.
We will.
That's pretty special.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I have sent with you as well 50 little hand sanitizers to give away.
I know. It's amazing. Get ready, guys, in your fresh boxes.
Yep, next 50 people
that's
that order.
So generous. We're going to give away hand sanitizer from the medicine room. The most beautiful hand sanitizer because all the ingredients are organic and perfect. No nasties.
Yeah. Look, you know, our skin's got three layers, and out of those three layers, what we do put on our skin goes into our blood, it goes to our organs and inside our body. And I can't think of putting anything on my body that I wouldn't actually be able to eat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's been worrying me. Using, you know, the gel sanitizers and everything that have been around for people's immunity. We're trying to keep our immunity up, so best you put the best stuff on your body.
This is such a great idea. Look, what I'm going to do is we're just going to continue with the podcast, and if you want to listen to our podcast, it's Medicine Room on Spotify. Yeah, tune in to Medicine Room Podcast. And I'm just going to turn this video off now.
Beautiful.
Yay.
Okay.
So that's beautiful. So now we are doing our podcast. Tell me, what's your favourite vegetable at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, Brussels sprouts.
Oh my God, I love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. I hated Brussels sprouts as a kid because, you know, I had old farming grandparents. And so my parents also would just steam them and put butter on them, and that grossed me out.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to stir fry them, you know, crisp them up a bit, give them a bit of burn. I usually put green beans and broccolini in with them.
Yum.
And just in ghee and salt and pepper and chili.
Oh, yes, yes.
Simple, but so makes me so happy.
Yeah, look, I pan fry my Brussels sprouts too, and I usually put garlic in there and lemon juice and butter.
Yeah.
That's really yummy too.
I'll do that tonight. I have Brussels sprouts at home. So.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, that and strawberries are in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't it early for strawberries?
No, Palmwoods, we get our strawberries.
Wow.
Yeah, they pick for us on a Monday for our Tuesday and Wednesday boxes and on a Thursday for our Friday boxes, so... Yeah,
are they lush and delicious?
Oh, they're lush. They have three different varieties that that come into flush, you know, in the different times of the colder season. So I think strawberries started about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had a really good run at the beginning. It's actually a really cool younger family that bought the farm off our older farmer.
Yeah.
So we dealt with the older man and his wife, and they've now gone and bought a boat, and they're sailing around the world.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and the new family's come in, and he said all the farmers around the area have been really awesome and dropped in to say hi and see if they need any help or any hot tips, because he comes from a farming background, the new owner, Dan, but he said, yeah, it's great that they always drop in and can give him a hand and stuff, so...
Yeah, so fun. You must deal with a lot of local farmers.
Yep, it's amazing. It's our favourite thing. That's why we started FreshBox. We are really passionate about our food security, and definitely now more than ever. It's very, very important to support our local organic farmers to eat as healthily and organically as, you know, possible for our immunity and everything going on. And our farmers really are the saviours.
Yeah.
At the moment, people need food. People need food as medicine, and that's what we're all about. I really, really feel that you can truly heal with medicines and herbals, and you know, food medicine and herbals and everything.
Yeah. Which reminds
me, we're a perfect match.
We are a perfect match. But we're doing our first online course in another month or so.
Amazing!
It's seasonal. How to deal with seasonal flus and colds and things.
Right.
So it's going to go for 4 weeks, and in each week you have a little task you need to do. We're going to have a live Facebook that we're going to, like, everybody gets together probably on a Wednesday night at like 7 o'clock, just for 30 minutes.
Right.
People can post up there. We're doing immunity 1 week, then we're doing upper respiratory, colds and lungs, and then we're doing all sorts of things and showing you my top 5 herbs, recipes.
Great.
Yeah.
I know what you need to put in there, that chai that you make.
Oh,
I still think about it. It's out of this world. The first time I ever met you, I had it at the Garden Expo in Nambour. You were doing a talk and you gave everyone chai with the ghee in it, and I still dream about it.
Oh, wow, okay, because I have got some here. I can give you some today and take away. Oh,
that'd be lovely.
And you just reminded me, I did not put that on our, I did not put that on our
50
herbs on the website, because we've just put 50 raw herbs on the website in the last few weeks, and I didn't put the chai on.
Get the chai on there, baby.
And I didn't put on the chili cacao, and I didn't put on the golden zing turmeric drink either.
There you go.
Oh my God, I forgot those things.
They're amazing, they're my top 3.
But I did put on the purifying oil. We made this little cool purifying oil. I wonder whether your customers would like that.
Yeah, it smells absolutely beautiful. Yeah. The ingredients are orange, cinnamon, basil, eucalyptus and tea tree. And what I love about this is that you could put this in every night before you go to sleep and sleep, you know, nightly through it and have beautiful deep breathing.
Yeah, that's so true.
Sleep, yeah.
You can use it for steam baths as well. Like, to do a steam bath, you just fill up like a bowl with boiling water, put a couple of drops of purifying oil in it, and then put a towel over your head and just breathe.
Amazing.
Like, that really clears congestion.
Perfect for winter.
Yeah. All these old-fashioned things that are perfect for winter, eh?
I have to say, I know these trying times have been trying for people, but some good things for me, and I know others have come out of it. And really getting back to food and medicinal herbs and what you can do for your own home and your own family, where you don't need, I guess, exterior help. Like, there are a lot of things that you can do.
Yeah.
If you've got, you know, a wonderful herbalist and a wonderful source of food, like, you can really look after your family.
Yeah, it's slowed, it's hasn't
magical,
it?
Yeah.
It's gone back in time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's magical. I hope we don't go back to wearing corsets, but...
No, they're supposed to actually really be constricting.
Yeah, totally. But
I don't want a corset.
No, but I'm loving all of this.
Especially a whalebone one.
Oh,
I hate a whalebone corset.
Pain they must have gone through. But I am, I really am really loving this back to basics and the communities working together. It's been phenomenal to see.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal to see the Sunshine Coast farmers. Like, even when COVID hit in March, we had a lot of... you know, people who were doing the markets who now couldn't do the markets and had all this produce and stock call us out of the blue, like, we hadn't really dealt with those guys before. And we were able to say, yes, we can take it on for you, we can sell it for you, because, you know, we're a delivery service. So we kind of were really busy and then also able to support these people who weren't getting their income from the market.
Yeah.
So that was a really nice introduction to new people.
Yeah. And I remember at the beginning of COVID when I was thinking about collaborations and who to work with. And then I connected with you about if your customers want our herbal medicines, that they could have them delivered in their fresh box deliveries.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I thought that was a really, really nice idea to do that. No one's done it
yet. No one's done it, but I know a lot of our customers have just come direct to you, which is fine with me too.
Yeah, but still, I would just love the idea of, like, in their fresh box, they get their bottle of wine, their cheese, vegetables, skin balms, and their bottle of herbs.
It's an all-rounder. It's all you need. Don't leave the house.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, that's been a really positive for us in the last few months. It's been really positive to keep the farmers going. That's been amazing to see. It's been nice to meet new producers and new farmers, and it's been nice to work with them more, I guess, more close-knit, because they're sort of growing extra than they ever have before for us.
Yeah,
so that's been cool. And like our strawberry farmer, so I was talking about Dan, like, he bought a strawberry farm, but he had a bit of extra space, so he planted some zucchinis just to have a go to see if it worked.
Oh, can you get farmers to plant some herbs for me?
Yeah,
I really would love to buy a lot more of my herbs locally, like here, if things grew.
Yeah,
here.
Definitely, I can definitely give you a few people's names in Palmwoods that have got space.
Yeah.
Three I can think of in particular. But yeah, he thought, oh, I'll just give zucchini a go, and he tried it, and I think, God, we must have bought probably 100 kilos of zucchini off him.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
And now his orange trees that are just on the farm, like, just, you know, out of default, like, he doesn't even really do much to them. He's picked them, or his kids have picked them, and I buy them off him for juicing oranges for our customers. So
that's perfect.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And that keeps everyone going. Like, it's totally. Hey, how are your chooks going?
My chooks are wonderful.
Yeah. How many chooks have you got now?
I've only got three now, but we were egg farmers before a few years ago. We did have 600.
Yes. So you've got three.
I got three. Yes.
That's enough.
Olive, Eliza, and Nina. That's enough. We love them. They kind of want to live inside with us, so.
Yeah. Because, you know, eggs are one of the fastest blood builders for your spleen. If you're anemic or you're low on energy,
if you
eat egg, it's the egg yolks really are one of the fastest blood builders.
Oh, wow, that's very interesting.
It's a really good thing because, like, you know how sometimes as women, like, before your period or, like, if you're just really exhausted, if you just make yourself an omelette or if you just have a couple of eggs, you'll find within half an hour that your blood starts building. It's one of the fastest ways to make new red blood cells in our body.
Oh, how amazing.
Yeah, that's why I thought you had 600 chooks still. I thought, wow, that's amazing.
I sold that business to another man who did it really beautifully on his property. I have to say, I feel like everyone should just have a few chooks in their backyard to get their eggs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a nice way for the, I mean, our chooks were totally free range and organic and everything, but I really think if you just had two or three chooks in your backyard, it would probably suffice you with enough eggs.
Yeah, and you just give them all your food scraps.
Yeah, you just give them all the food scraps. It kind of has this beautiful synergy of what you're eating in your kitchen, and I always keep a bowl of scraps, and then I take them out to them every afternoon, let them out, and I know it's just a really nice give and take, I guess.
Do chooks run away?
No, they don't actually go that far. I always thought chooks would go a lot further than they do, and my chickens don't really fly anywhere. They just like to hang around, like, well, they have their own personality, and once they sort of get in sync with your family or your personality, they kind of are just there with the dogs and fluffing about, wanting to be at the back door, talking to us.
My mum had chooks when she was young, and she used to have to kill them and pluck them for roasts and things.
I mean, I understand that, and I applaud that. I couldn't do it.
Because some people say that too about, like, if you can have your own meat, if you're going to eat meat, to be able to do that. But, you know, I don't think I would not ever be able to eat chicken if I had chickens in the backyard.
I'm a vegetarian, but that's just me. But if someone happily, like, I'm really happy when people have their own animals and can cull their own animals, because that's a sort of the synergy that it should be. I don't really agree with, you know, factory farming and all that.
Oh, God, it's terrible. Yeah,
but I do agree with people having their own animals and using the land and all that stuff. And, but personally, we've had pigs, goats, a sheep, chickens. They were my buddies. I just loved them. Yeah, I really could never eat them, but that's just me.
Yeah, look, I don't want to eat them either, but it's a terrible idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, you know, like,
Yeah, I was very specific. Like, we just we sold our farm, and so we gave our animals away, and we were very specific to who we gave them away to.
Yeah,
knowing that they would be loved and treated the same.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, so beautiful. Hey, you've got broccoli here as well.
Yeah,
that's one of the healthiest foods, isn't it?
Yeah, broccoli. And you can even eat these. Like, if you stir fry them and stuff, you can eat the leaves and all the stalk. A lot of people don't know that you can shave the stalk or like grate the stalk down. Yeah. So don't ever just chop the broccoli off at the head, sort of, and just eat the fluffy bit. You can eat that whole stalk.
You can.
Yeah, it's used a lot in Thai cooking.
I use the stalk in my stir fries and in my salads. I found a really good way to use broccoli in salads. You probably know this, it's so simple, but I'm going to just tell you. And you just cut the florets off and you just slice the stalks and then boil the kettle and put whatever you've cut up into small pieces in a colander.
I do that, yeah.
And then just you just pour the boiling water over.
It just makes it a little bit...
And it makes them super bright green, and then I let them cool down and throw them in salads.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
It's all they need, and the nutrient that you retain from doing that and not boiling them to death.
Yeah,
it's huge.
It's great. Because the indole-3 carbonyl is what's in broccoli as well, specifically the sprouts, and that's a super antioxidant.
Mm.
Use it for prostate cancer and all those kinds of things.
Awesome. I also really love the doctrine of signature.
Oh, yes, and what it looks like is what it is.
So a broccoli floret, if you cut it in half and sort of hold it upside down, with the florets hanging, it looks like your lungs.
I know, right?
That's amazing.
It does, the alveoli in your lungs. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And what does this heirloom spinach look like?
I think veins. You see, you got all these veins running through.
Oh, yeah, look.
Do you think I'm right?
Yeah, and how blood-building is spinach. Yeah, it's full of iron.
Yeah, so it looks like your veins.
Pretty cool.
That's probably my favourite thing about food is the doctrine of signature.
Mm.
I've always been really into that.
Yeah. And as herbalists we are too. And it's amazing how sometimes a herb looks like a body part in the same way that a vegetable does.
Mm.
And I don't think herbs and vegetables are any different really.
No.
Tell
me about the herbs though. I haven't really delved into that as much as the veggies. Like what herb looks like.
Oh, okay. So, so you go Gotu Kola, for example. The Centella Asiatica Gotu Kola looks like a brain.
Yeah, you're right, it does. That's
one example.
Yeah.
So many examples. Like ginseng, the ginseng root.
Mm-hmm.
The ginseng root looks like a human.
Yeah,
a human.
A little person.
Yeah, and ginseng is like so... for everything because it's adaptogenic.
It's warming for the body.
Yeah, wow.
I'm going to look into that more. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, do you like my new herbal dispensary that's taken over the lounge
room? I do. It's fabulous. I love all the smells. I love all the labels. That's what I've been reading as we've been talking.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I love the beautiful way that you really take passion in the glass jars and like store them in the highest quality vessels that you can.
They're all organic herbs.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful.
Yeah. You have a real respect for herbs, Dom.
I do.
And I love that about you.
I love herbs.
Yeah.
I should take more, but I haven't even had, in the last couple of weeks, I've not even had one shot of herbs.
Mm. You feeling good?
I'm feeling really good.
Yeah, great.
But my adrenals aren't being burnt out as much as they used to before COVID either.
Yeah.
Are you finding that your energy's better?
Yep. I feel a lot of stuff slowed down and I think people... I had to stay inside and really rethink our lives, including me, and about how crazy, we were running around and we just reevaluated what was important to us. And I think we took a bit of our time back, maybe consciously or subconsciously. And I hope for a lot of people, definitely for us, we found a little bit more of a balance. And I do feel much better than before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. Even though we're probably busier and doing more, it just feels better.
I think we're prioritising how we spend our money a lot better too, aren't we?
I agree, yeah. I really like Bill Mollison. He's like the god of permaculture.
Okay.
He was really, I think he was one of the first people to say, where you spend your dollar is where people see value, where
you're putting value with your wallet.
So if you, if there's something that you do not want to see in the world,
Don't buy it. Yeah.
Don't buy it. Whether it's a plastic toy or a food or a drink or a car, if you don't, if it's not something that aligns with what should be in the world, then do not buy it.
Okay, so I've got a problem with that because all of the lids that go on our products, every single lid is made out of plastic globally around the world.
It's not a perfect world, is it?
No, it's not. And I've tried to find lids in other things and they've all got plastic under them. And I'm trying to find lids. No one's making lids in Australia.
No.
And so, like, do all of my products just have no lids or pumps or sprays on them ever again? Because I don't want to support
that. No, I know.
You know, and there's my challenge. Like, everything's in little glass bottles. And we use aluminium because it's got an infinite recycling ability. And the glass has a high recyclability as well with a low impact on the earth.
Look, with Freshbox, we have the same like concern. I'm always trying to find things made out of cornstarch and things, you know, and some packaging just doesn't, because either the food won't last or it's just the way it is.
Those little bio caps, the clear ones that melt when they're put in the sun for 5 minutes.
Totally, yeah.
We had those in a festival once in the medicine room. Oh my God, I just lost like 1,000 bio caps in one afternoon.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they did that.
even if you wash them in like a warm water, they'll just shrivel.
Yeah.
Which, look, I think we're pretty conscious we're doing the best that we can in a not perfect world. I think your bottles are so beautiful that I definitely know I keep them and reuse them afterwards anyway. So I don't think people are just chucking them.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're doing the best that we can do. As far as I can see from your business, it's having a very low, you know, footprint impact on the world. So you're doing okay.
we use a homogenizer, which is like a very small sort of like electrical piece of equipment, and we use percolators.
Mm.
And other than that, we just bought a still. Look at my still over there.
Oh, yeah. Pretty.
We're going to make our own essential oils.
Oh, awesome.
I just can't wait. I just got to learn how to use it.
Yeah, as far as your footprint as a business on the world, you're really doing the utmost that you can.
And
it's just the way it is at the moment until something better comes out there, someone, you know, and then we can support that.
Yeah.
And buy that because it's a better product.
Yeah. Like, I wish someone would make really good glass 5-litre containers that were, you know, that were great to, that weren't going to, you know, take up a huge amount of space and were easy to
store,
use. Yeah, to store. Yeah. Because we're using those 5-litre PET jerry cans at the moment. And we're using the 20-litre ones as well, like for the hand sanitizers going out. And I don't quite like that. Like, I'd like to have something else that was there.
Yeah, and what I'm looking for in the world, people, if you're listening to this, I would love a large box liner made out of cornstarch, because they won't make it for me anywhere in the world. I've tried.
A box liner made out of cornstarch.
Because our fresh boxes are quite big, obviously, and we want to line the box with a liner so that we can keep the veggies nice and cool.
It has to keep them cool. It's not just a liner. It's an insulating
sort of. It kind of is an insulator, but they just won't make them in that size for me. I've contacted that many times.
I've got that eco bubble wrappy stuff over there made out of brown paper. That wouldn't be enough for
it. No, it doesn't do the same thing, but it's all right. My journey continues. My hunt continues. I'll find it one day.
You could get little wood chips maybe and freeze them.
No, but I can't do that with food because of the, you can't mix.
So you couldn't put it in something?
No, you can't mix like flowers and food.
Yeah.
And you can't mix, even in cold room.
You can't mix flowers with food.
Because, well, I don't think you want to, but not edible. Edible organic flowers are fine, but if I had a floristry, let's say, and an organic supermarket, you have to have separate cold rooms because, I don't know if many people know this, but the spray on flowers is so toxic.
Oh, so like, commercial flowers?
Yeah. Like, I would never smell a commercial flower. It's that toxic.
I smell all flowers.
No, it's just the way that they grow them is just so toxic.
Okay.
But, it's not a perfect world.
So I gather you don't sell flowers in fresh
I don't sell flowers, sorry. But I have sold organic flowers from time to time when we do
Valentine's Day. I hear you've got wine now.
Got wine. It's Aussie. It's low pesticide and some of them are vegan. We've got rosé and reds, whites.
Oh, good, good. So it's freshbox.com.au?
Yeah, freshbox.com.au. We deliver from Tuesday to Friday, and we deliver all over the Sunshine Coast, as far as sort of Karoi through to Pelican Waters and then right through to North Brisbane, so Caboolture, Moray Field, you know, into Aspley.
Oh, you've spread then.
Yeah, we did that through COVID because so many people were let down by the conventional supermarkets, I guess, when they ditched everyone, said they weren't delivering.
Mm-hmm.
We just worked around the clock. We literally worked around the clock. I had two shifts going of different teams.
and we just got as much food out to as many people as we could because a lot of oldies got left behind and a lot of, fair parents that were here and their kids were, you know, in Victoria or New South Wales called us, that would you deliver to my mum and dad? They can't go out. And so we got so to beautiful. Look after all those people and it was probably my favourite part of that time.
Yeah,
was really looking after people that were immune compromised or couldn't go out.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, so we'll have some, I'll make some syrups for you as well. But I am happy if people want to order from us for your person to pick them up on a Wednesday here and then deliver them in their next delivery. So if anyone wants to work with Freshbox and Medicine Room, we can even have your Medicine Room delivered by Freshbox.
Yeah.
Or we can even deliver your fresh boxes medicine room if you don't want it that fresh. Like we could put in tracking post bags for you.
No, that won't work for me.
That won't work. But, no, this broccoli would shrink.
Yeah, and for all our beautiful Freshbox community, medicineroom.com.au is an amazing business here in Mullaney on the Sunshine Coast, or you can find Dom at the Yamundi Markets.
Oh, on Saturdays, we're back again.
Yeah, we're back.
And the Yamundi Markets have got our hand sanitizer and all their hand sanitizer stations. And then our body products can be purchased through Freshbox as well, which is really exciting.
Going amazing.
We've got a good little collaboration, haven't we?
I love it.
Yeah, it's
I love coming up here once in a while and saying, hey, Dom, I'm coming to Mullaney. Are you free?
Hey, do you like this lavender tea today?
It's beautiful. Is it just lavender and
pure lavender?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's one of my favorites.
So that's our new thing, is the teas on our tea. Kind of thing. So it'd be great if you wanted to formulate a nice little fresh box
tea. Yeah, we might do that.
That'd be fun.
I'll keep you posted.
Okay, beautiful. Hey, Georgie, so everyone can get hold of you, freshbox.com.au and we're medicineroom.com.au. Thank you for listening to our beautiful podcast today. We are located in Mullaney and we have our herbal dispensary open on Wednesday to the public via booking. And otherwise, you can see us online and you can call Georgie. Can they talk to you on the phone?
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't want to order online, we're happy to take phone calls.
Yeah.
We're very people orientated and
user-friendly.
Yeah, we love to talk. We love to have a chat, so call us anytime.
Beautiful. Have a nice day.
Bye, guys.
See ya.